It is December 1st, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. If you have not watched Options Discovery with Alex Tang of JLN, you are missing something. This young man, a finance major in his senior year at the University of Illinois at Chicago, is really coming into his own with the interviews he is doing for the Spread video series. Options Discovery is the program Alex created for the Spread, and in it he looks at the options markets from the eyes of someone who does not know anything about them. He explores an options topic in each episode and also interviews an options industry veteran. Besides the Options Discovery segment, we are also publishing the entire full-length interviews that Alex is conducting with his guests. The latest guest was Allard Jacobs, the founder and CEO of All Options in Amsterdam. Jacobs told me in a call that this was the first interview he has done. Proprietary trading firms are normally very private, and Jacobs was no exception. But when we asked him to be a guest of Alex's, he accepted. Jacobs gave a great interview, sharing his story, the story of All Options and how it operates and what he looks for in employees. Interestingly, All Options went from being all Dutch, white, and male in the 90s to being very international and diverse today. Jacobs has a good story to tell, and he leveraged the opportunity to work with Alex well. Alex has a great opportunity to learn about the markets, our industry, and its players through his work with Options Discovery. He is using this opportunity well, learning a lot and sharing that with us. He is just an intern, but he is doing great work, and the Jacobs interview is the latest example. Yesterday, the New York Times DealBook's Andrew Ross Sorkin interviewed Sam Bankman-Fried live. You can watch the video or read the transcript with a link in today's newsletter. Bankman-Fried, I believe, will live to regret doing the interview. He did so against the advice of his attorney. Any time you are involved in a conflict like this, the rule of holes applies, as I have mentioned before. When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. Sam is digging away. Jonathan Grodnick of Chicago Trading Company, who has most recently served as Chief Investment Officer, will take over as CEO on January 1st, 2023. Grodnick previously opened and led CTC's London office before returning to Chicago to lead CTC's flagship index options trading business. He later served as Global Co-Head of Trading. He is a member of CTC's Board of Directors. Congratulations to Alex Lamb, who has started a new position as head of the Americas at Scylla Inc. Alex was featured in a two-part video for the Path to Electronic Trading video series. There are links to each part in today's newsletter. Trading Technologies in Chicago is looking for an AV assistant for a hybrid position. Skills needed include Adobe Creative Suite and camera operation, among others. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a video from FIA Expo 2022. ABEX's Joe Rea talks FCM benefits, FTX, and the need for physically delivered contracts. Before the FTX implosion, FTX had created quite a regulatory stir in the futures industry with a proposal before the CFTC for creating a clearing model that eliminated the need for FCMs. ABEX Exchange Chief Commercial Officer Joe Rea has been outspoken in his support for FCMs. John Lothian News caught up with Rea at the recent FIA Expo 2022 in Chicago to discuss his views. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The nickel market almost broke. Also, FTX accounting and perks, Hung Debt and Enterprise Blockchain. A fact about financial markets that occasionally produces strange results is that the total market value of a thing is conventionally, one, the amount of that thing that exists times two, the price of the last trade. So Bloomberg tells me that there are about 304.5 million shares of GameStop Corp outstanding and that they closed at $25.60 yesterday. So GameStop's market capitalization, the total value of its stock, is 304 million point five times 25.60, or about $8 billion. My comment: good analysis of the LME nickel situation by Matt Levine. Here's a story from Business Insider. Sam Bankman-Fried said he doesn't think he's criminally liable for FTX's implosion, but that his lawyers don't want him speaking publicly. Sam Bankman-Fried says he doesn't think he's legally accountable for the collapse of his FTX crypto empire that caused billions of dollars in losses. Still, he said, he had defied his lawyers' wishes not to speak publicly. Speaking to journalist Andrew Ross Sorkin at the New York Times Dealbook Conference on Wednesday, Bankman-Fried said, "I don't personally think that when asked whether he was concerned he would be held criminally liable for FTX's implosion." My comment: here is an arrogant former billionaire who continues to think that the rules don't apply to him and that he is smarter than everyone else. Instead, you have someone who is too stupid to take the advice that is good common sense. He is not going to be able to afford those lawyers giving him that good advice if he keeps this up. Sam needs to shut up. Here's a story from Illinois Tech. Futures look bright as Stewart's team places sixth in worldwide trading competition. Best Hawk, a team of students from Stewart School of Business at Illinois Institute of Technology, showed its acumen in futures trading by placing in the top 1.2% of teams globally that participated in the 2022 CME Group University Trading Challenge. Team members Hu Bao, Jay Kim, Fenglin Wang, and Henging Hu are all students in Stewart's Master of Science in Finance program. Best Hawk placed sixth in the field of 498 teams from 23 countries, third out of the 320 teams from the United States, and first amongst teams from Illinois. My comment: that is something to include on your resume. Here's a story from TechCrunch. Bitcoin rarely used for transactions on road to irrelevance, says European bank officials. European bank officials alleged on Wednesday that Bitcoin is rarely used for legal transactions, is fueled by speculation, and the recent erosion in its value indicates that it is on the road to irrelevance. In a series of stringent criticisms, bereft of strong data points, of the cryptocurrency industry as they urge regulators to not lend legitimacy to digital tokens in the name of innovation. My comment: I think I said this part many years ago. What have you bought lately, legally, with Bitcoin? Here's a story from Bloomberg. French baguette is symbol of cultural heritage, UN body says. The French staple joins UNESCO's intangible cultural list. Baguettes have risen to a whole new level. The French staple has been deemed eligible to join UNESCO's intangible cultural list, an award given to practices or traditions that have been passed down from generation to generation. It includes rituals, performing arts, traditional crafts, and specific food dishes. My comment: I could live on French baguettes. Here's a story from Crane Chicago Business. LaSalle Street Tower owner hit with massive foreclosure suit. The owner of a LaSalle Street office tower that lost its biggest tenant early in the COVID-19 pandemic is facing one of the largest foreclosure lawsuits involving a downtown office building since the public health crisis began. A venture of New York-based AmTrust Realty defaulted on its loan tied to the 983,000-square-foot office building at 30 North LaSalle Street by failing to make its August payment on its $165 million mortgage, according to a foreclosure complaint filed earlier this month in Cook County Circuit Court. My comment: is there any good news for LaSalle Street real estate? Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top item on Wednesday was Virtu Financial's complaint in Virtu Financial Inc. plaintiff versus United States Securities and Exchange Commission. Second was the online version on our website of Tuesday's John Lothian newsletter. Third was Virtu sues SEC to get more details on market structure overhaul from Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. FTX collapse draws Senate hearing scrutiny as crypto oversight in focus. CFTC chairman is due to testify before committee on bill that would give agency more supervision of market. Senators with a plan to regulate cryptocurrencies are due to question the Commodity Futures Trading Commission's chairman about the failure of the digital assets exchange FTX and on legislation that would give the agency more power over the volatile market. CFTC Chairman Rostam Benham is scheduled to testify at Thursday's hearing of the Senate Agricultural Committee. The panel's chairwoman, Senator Debbie Stabenow, Democrat of Michigan, and its ranking member, Senator John Boozman, Republican of Arkansas, introduced a bill that would regulate trading in Bitcoin, Ether, and some other cryptocurrencies through the commission, giving the CFTC, a relatively small agency, authority to police trading in the most valuable crypto assets would mark a substantial expansion of its authority. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. Big traders flock to U.S. equity options with fleeting lifespans. Concerns grow over market swings as zero-day S&P contract volume surge. Professional traders are plunging into option bets on daily moves in U.S. equities, activity that some experts believe has contributed to recent wild swings in stock markets. Record numbers of so-called zero-day options that track the S&P 500 stock index are changing hands with volumes of about 1.5 million a day in November, more than double the levels in January and almost four times those at the start of 2020, according to Option Metrics. And then here's a story, also from the Financial Times. Surge in nickel prices threatened to blow $2.6 billion hole in key LME entity. Fullest accounting to date of incident in March shows clearinghouse was under severe strain. A surge in nickel prices in March threatened to topple a London Metal Exchange entity designed to keep troubles in a single market from infecting the financial system, according to the fullest accounting to date of a crisis that has shaken confidence in the 145-year-old venue. LME's clearinghouse faced a $2.6 billion loss in early March when the price of nickel jumped more than 200% in a single day, while a stability fund that provides a further layer of protection would have been nearly wiped out, legal filings published this week show. The disclosures shine light on why senior executives made the highly irregular decision to halt trading and cancel billions of dollars of deals in a fraught period on March 8th. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.